Next up, I'm joined by Mark Emanation, a longtime anti-war activist here in the Capital Region and also the director of Capital District Area Labor Federation. Welcome to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, Mark.
Thanks so much for having us.
And so today we're talking about anti-war protest and rally taking place on Saturday, January 25th in Albany. And it's a global day of action against war in Iran.
Yeah, there's over 300 cities worldwide and over close to 200, 198 is the last count I had, and about six or so in New York State besides the big one in New York City.
What's going to be happening here locally in terms of who's organizing, who's coming out? Will there be people speaking?
Yeah, so we're going to have a rally at Townsend Park in Albany, which is on the corner of Henry Johnson and Central. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. Dozens of groups are calling for it and have been involved in the building of it. And we're going to have a short, to-the-point rally. It's going to be a cold day with a little bit of snow in the forecast, or more than a little bit of snow. We're going to try to get in and get out and have a very good, important thing calling for no war with Iran, end the endless wars, and bring the troops home from all over the world. We have them all over the world. Bring them home. Stop all this nonsense.
And is there a lineup of people that are speaking?
Yeah, we have a wonderful lineup. We have a national speaker coming in, Brittany DeBarros, who's a leader of About Face, which is a vets group of Afghan and Iraq war vets and Syrian war vets that have, through their experiences, have decided to be against war. And she's really terrific. She was a captain in the military, tours in Afghanistan and Iraq, and her experiences led her to do this. She was also one of the national speakers at the big poor people's rally in Washington, D.C. a couple years ago on a national staff for that. We have Pepe Rossi. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing the last name, for the Albany Cuba Solidarity Committee. We have Tamara Eldebert, who's a political organizer for 1199 SEIU. We have Clarice Torrente, who's going to speak from the perspective of young people. And we have Iman, I hope we get this right, Faisal Ahmad, who's going to be our clergy speaker, who's the executive director of a mosque in Watervliet. And then someone from Jewish Voice for Peace, I'm not sure who. And Jamaica Miles is going to MC or facilitate the thing. And Taina Asili is going to do some singing.
Great. Sounds like a great lineup.
It is a good lineup. It's like different than the normal cast of characters that normally speak, which are all going to be there too. This is younger and more people of color and more women, and it'll be good. It'll be important.
So that's Saturday, January 25th at Townsend Park.
At 11 a.m.
11 a.m. And so in thinking about this, why this global day of action now? Like, for people who haven't really been paying attention, can you just sort of contextualize why this was originally organized for now?
We did this in reaction to the assassination of the Iranian general Soleimani. Not just him, there was eight people killed in that, including Iraqi officials and in Iraq. And like, just the outrageous thing, if you think about it from any other point of view, would we, you know, it'd be like coming in and killing the heads of the chief of staff of the U.S. military in a country that we weren't at war with and all of that. But the real reason, real thing is we are in war in Iraq. We've been at war in Iraq for over 12 years, in Afghanistan for over 19 years. 2 weeks ago, two American soldiers were killed in Afghanistan. One of them was a year old when we invaded Afghanistan. Yesterday, 10 civilians were killed by the U.S. military in Afghanistan. It's not an exaggeration that hundreds of thousands of people have been killed over there by the U.S. military and in the name of the U.S. people, the people that live here in this country. And so we're saying that the people of this country do not want these wars. We don't want to spend $1 trillion on the military this year. We don't want to kill people around the world, and we don't want any more people killed in our name. And this has to end. So end the endless wars. The crisis in Iran, because it looked like, you know, this could be escalate, and it still could escalate. The world is weary of this, and we need to do something about it. So in talking with a bunch of folks, Barbara Smith, myself, and Jamaica Miles, we're blessed to be in the area with a leader like Barbara Smith. And we put out a little call. About 40 people came to a meeting. We didn't form a coalition. We didn't form a new group. We said, let's do a rally here in Albany. I'm not driving to New York City Saturday. Let's do something here. And that's what happened. And we'll see what happens. We're hoping that lots of young people come. At that meeting, there was young people from St. Rose, SUNY, Hudson Valley, that I had never seen, Russell Sage, we hadn't seen before, that came to that meeting. And that's what we're hoping for.
Great. Thanks for going into that some. I can remember back to, you know, February 2003 and that huge anti-war protest that took place. It feels, based off of sort of the Trump administration's for now de-escalation of an attack in Iran, that these mask day of global action is losing a little bit of traction. You know, you've outlined the history of, you know, this is ongoing, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, many other places where we have occupations. Why is it important to have an anti-war movement right now that actually builds traction?
So that's a great question, and I don't have like an amazing answer in this. I'll tell you something. I was a kid, and I was delivering newspapers when I was 13 years old, and I had a person come up to me and said, well, I put these anti-war flyers in the newspapers during the Vietnam War. And then he said, a couple of days later, I did. I saw them again. He goes, well, you should come to the rally. And so we went to the rally in Albany. And I grew up in Watervliet. Albany might as well have been Manhattan or like Oz or something, because it was, you know, a big city. We took the buses down there and went to it. I've been involved in this since then. I am so sick of every single year of my life, us being at war somewhere. And the misery, the human misery of it. And so right now we're, you know, potentially in the opening guns of World War III with all the players that are involved in these wars. And it's poor people and the oppressed and women and children that are the victims of these wars here and around the world. And so somebody's got to come and say enough. And I was involved in 2003 in that time period. We're in a completely different and better period than we were in 2003. Tons of stuff have gone under the, have passed, and we've learned from the Occupy movement, Black Lives Matter, all over them, tons and tons of things. The majority of our country, working people in this country, don't want this any longer, are tired of having half of our country be impoverished. I'm tired of seeing elderly people go without and schools go without and children and all this. We live, this is taking place in Troy. 27% of the population of Troy live below the poverty level. Almost a third, the federal poverty level. We have 17 food pantries in the city of Troy. We can stop dropping bombs and help people of the world. And we can, there and here, we can stop these wars and use that money to help human beings around the world. The great thing about growing up when I did is the people of the United States stopped the Vietnam War. That's God's honest truth. And it started really small, 62, 64, those things. By 1970, millions of people were involved in it. The soldiers stopped fighting, stopped the war. It's not been done in many countries around the world where a people have stopped their government from fighting a war. We can do that again.
Thanks for going into that. And just before we run out of time, I think what you're sort of getting at is this idea of this sort of shared and passed on knowledge in terms of organizing and the importance of intergenerational organizing and not forgetting some of these big movements that have that we've seen. Is there anything you want to add to that in terms of learning from those who have been through some of these big mass organizing efforts in the past?
Well, so just on a really small thing, Barbara Smith, instead of doing the press release and the press work, as she's done a million times and she's expert at it, worked with young people who had never done it before to put this out. I'm not speaking at this for labor. A young African-American woman is speaking at this for labor. The great thing is you have these people that have gone through these things and young people have come again. And lots of times older folks don't want them to, even if it's internalized. And we don't know that we're, this has been conscious that that's the opposite side of the thing. It was young people that led the anti-Vietnam War movement. It was young people. When you read the history of SNCC in the Civil Rights Movement, they were young people. And so that's happening again here. And if we believed in our collective self-worth, we wouldn't put up with this stuff any longer. And that's the great thing about this. There's people who are saying, we don't have to live like this. And everything we want, our dreams, we can get them if we just work together. And so I think that's what's going to happen. And Saturday will be a little tiny piece of that.